Okay, we're in the Rambam, Hilchas Bias HaMikdash, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Zayin, Chapter 4, Law 17. The Rambam just got done telling us that Tumas Meis is pushed off in a congregational setting. If all or most of the Jews are Tumei Meis, we still go ahead with the program, such as, let's say, bringing a Korban Pesach. We learned yesterday that the idea of Pesach Sheni only applied to individuals who were Tumei. And therefore, they could not bring on Pesach, so they had to have a Pesach Sheni. The implication, though, if it would be the majority of the Jews would be Tamei, we wouldn't push it off for Pesach Sheni, and we do it on the scheduled time it's supposed to be. So now the Rambam closes off this chapter in Halacha Yud Zayin and Yud Ches to give you a biblical, or rather from the prophets, a story that backs this up. And the Rambam wants us to make sure we understand exactly what was the problem, what was not the problem in the story. Yud Zayin, v'harei hadavar meforash b'ksuvim. This halacha that I just said, that a set korban that has to be given a certain time for the community pushes off toma, it's meforash b'ksuvim. It's explicitly in the scriptures. Shenem Hashem, it says over there in Divrei Hayamim, in the times of King Chizkiyahu, it says ki rabas b'kohol asher lo hiskadoshu. The majority of the congregation could not sanctify themselves from Tumas Meis. V'halavim, and also Levim here means the Kohanim. Al shchita sapsochim l'kol. They weren't going to make it for Pesach. There weren't enough Kohanim who could be available to Shecht. Weren't enough Jews who are going to make it for Shecht. And lo tahor, they're not going to be tor lahaktish Hashem, to sanctify things to Hashem. Ki marbim ha'am, because of the majority of the people, such as Rabbis Me'ephraim, the majority of Shevet Ephraim, and Menashe, and Yisachar, Uzvul, and Lohi Taharu, did not make themselves purified. And then it goes on, the Barmas gives you the whole text, and it says, Vayishchatu HaPesach, and they sacrificed the Korban Pesach. Bingo! They did it. On time. Wait a minute. But you're going to ask a question. It's a major question. Because at the end of all that, look how God responds. Umahu zeshem. What does it mean, though, when it says, Ki achlu es ha-kesach b'lo kakasuv? They ate the Korban Pesach against the scriptural. In other words, the Torah says they did something wrong. Wait a minute. If I just got and told you that if the majority are Tomei, it's pushed off, and they did it, so what could be wrong? The answer was something else they did wrong. This wasn't the thing they did wrong. They did bring Korban Pesach in a state of Tumah on Pesach. That was okay. So why did it say they were against Scripture? For two other mistakes that Chizkiyo made. Number one, She'ibru oso hashana mipnei hatuma. Let me tell you exactly what's going on over here. It was coming to the last day of Adar. Chizkiyahu's looking at the problem here. Uh-oh. There's a heck of a lot of Kohanim, Artami. The vast, vast majority.
What happened?
I don't know. The vast, vast majority of Jews, Artami.
Okay. It wasn't mice.
Maybe a war. I don't know.
He's going to have a lot of wars.
But anyway, they're really tummy. He says there's no way, even though it only takes 7 days and the waters depart, but they were short-staffed. So it's just, there's no way they're going to get this in before Pesach. There's going to be a reasonable amount of Jews ready for Pesach.
They made a leap here.
So he said, I don't know what to do. We only got 14 days to Uber. Go. It ain't going to happen.
Call Uber.
So what does he do? We know that you're empowered to intercalate the year. That's
intercalate.
And you can add an Adar. So he added an Adar Sheni.
Uber.
Now, he makes two mistakes. In this halach, we see one mistake, and the next halach, we see the other mistake. And what's the mistake? Shenemar, he intercalated the year because of Tumah. Now, you can intercalate the year for many reasons,
but
Tumah isn't one of them. If you see the crop, the wheat's not going to be hard enough, or the roads are too sloppy, or all those things, those are legitimate reasons to push it off.
But not Tumah.
But just because everybody's Tumah, that's not a reason. And what do you say? Shenemar, it says, Vayiva'atza melech v'sarav, the Chol HaKol Yerushalayim, and they all looked for an eitz, a solution. Chizkiyahu, his officers, and the congregation. Lasos haPesach b'chodesh Hasheni, to make Pesach in the second month. It doesn't mean Pesach was the second month. It means they made an Adar Sheni and then they made Pesach after the Adar Sheni. In other words, instead of making Pesach in 14 days, they made an Adar Sheni.
6 weeks.
Now we're going to have 6 weeks. Everything's going to be fine.
They couldn't do it.
Why did they do it? Because they couldn't do it at the regular time. There weren't enough Kohanim to make them tar. Okay, and here's the point. We already learned in the laws of sanctifying the months.
Well, we didn't take that.
I know, we skipped that, but Rambam did teach it.
And I've been asking.
There
you go.
Lechatchil, you don't intercalate a year and make an extra out of shading just because of tumah. If you do after the fact, it is done, but lechatchil, you don't do it. So the first mistake was that they should not have intercalated the month. Period.
So what if you're behind in the cleaning? Can you do that?
No. Now, Yud Ches, a second mistake he makes. There was a second mistake Chizkiyahu made at this time. When did he intercalate the year? When in Adar did he do that? He made the decision to intercalate it on the 30th of Adar Rishon. Then he decided, you know, we're going to have an Adar Sheni. Leos Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he says it's going to be, which could be, Sheroi Leos Rosh Chodesh, the 30th of Adar could theoretically have been the 1st of Nisan.
Right.
It can. But also Chodesh Adar Sheni, he made it an Adar Sheni. So he says today's the 30th of Adar Rishon, and tomorrow is going to be the 1st of Adar Sheni. But there's a problem. And guess what? He decided that, and Velohodacham and the Chum didn't even agree with him. But he said, I overrule you. And I'm the famous Gemara. It says three things he did the rabbis agreed to, three things the rabbis disagreed. This is one of them. Because She'ein Ma'amri Yom Zeh, you're not allowed to intercalate on the last day of Adar because it could potentially be a Nisan. So you can't make an Adar Sheni of a day that could potentially be a Yishan. K'mo Shebaran Rechut, as we all will learn in Kiddush HaChodesh. U'mepnei Dvar Melech, because of these two flaws of intercalating the month because of Tumah, and it trickling on the 30th day, therefore it says, Ki achlos haPesach below kakasuv. They ate the korban Pesach as it was not scripturally proper.
A month later.
But they did do it a month. But that's not the problem, really. Well, the problem, because
they intercalated the month.
We're not even finished. But what happened was, even after they intercalated, and even at 6 weeks, they still were the majority, we're talking about.
What happened?
That's what it says.
I know, but what happened? That they were
still talking with all whatever they were doing. I don't know, bureaucratic delay. I don't know what it was. Still the majority, and it still worked. And guess what? What did he learn? You shouldn't have made any of this mishigasim, and just go straight ahead or make it tummy the way it should have been. But the point is, the proof the Rama was bringing is for the fact that even with everything that happened, and even though there were mistakes that were done, at the end of the day, the majority of people, the Jews, brought a Korban Pesach in a state of Tumah on Pesach. And that proves the point that Tumah, Hutra, Betzibur, under those circumstances. Yeah. All right? Now, finally, Ubikesh Rachim al-Aso, Chizkiyahu asked for mercy on himself. Valchame, and for the rabbis, the minority rabbis who did listen to him, the majority didn't, but the minority did, whatever. She skimomas, they agreed to him. Shinemar, as we says, Kispalali Chizkiyahu Aleihem, Lamor, and Chizkiyahu prayed for them, saying, Hashem Hatov Yechaper Be'ad, Hashem, you're so good, you should forgive us now. Vinemar, and it says, Vayishma Hashem Chizkiyahu, Hashem listened to Chizkiyahu, Vayirpasam, he healed the people, Shinir Tzer Korbanim, he accepted their korbanos that they brought. So this is the proof, historical proof, Tumu is Hutra B'Tzibur, even though there were averos committed, but they didn't take away the fact that it was, and it would have been more ideal had he not intercalated the month, had even more people be tamei on Pesach, and that certainly would have been the better way to do this. Okay, that ends chapter 4. We move on to chapter 5, and another aspect in Bias Hamikdash is that we're going to see Kohanim have to wash their hands and feet before their avoda.
Sure.
And we're going to find out what happens if they don't. What's the thing? So just like there's an aspect you can't serve when you're Tamei, So we're going to see also what are the ramifications if one does not wash his feet. So this whole chapter 5 is going to deal with the washing the feet in the basin, from the basin, rather, and all other
the
relevant...
feet and the hands, or just the feet?
Feet and hands.
So we'll learn why we don't do it today?
I don't know about that. Well, we're not in the Beis HaMikdash, but that's I don't think he's going to get to that, but we're at least going to learn what the halach is then, at least. Aleph. Mitzvah, I say, it is a positive commandment. Lekadesh Kohen Ha'oved Yadav Araglov. A Kohen who serves should sanctify his feet and his hands. V'yachar kach yavod, and then he shall serve. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'rochatsu Aaron Ubonav Himenu, Aaron and his sons wash from it, it means from the Kior, Es Yedem Es Raglayim, their hands and their feet. It's interesting, you can be medayik in the Rambam. It says, Kohen Ha'oved.
Yeah, that means if you're not working.
A Kohen who serves. No, it's a number of things. So let's say, for example, a regular Jew, kosher Jew, who's not Tomei, can he shecht his korban in the Beis HaMikdash under regular circumstances? Yes. Shechita is kosher with a zor. It's one of the avodas that a zor can do. Question. The Jew, before he's going to shecht the animal, and he's in the azara, does he have to wash his hands and feet? The answer is no. Only a Kohen Ha'oved.
Right.
A Kohen, number one, who serves. A Kohen who doesn't serve doesn't wash. And a Jew who serves, a Yisrael who serves, does not wash. It's a specific commandment for the Kohanim who wash, and they have to wash from the Kior. Now, V'Kohen Sha'avad V'lo Kiddush Yadav Raglav Shacharis. And what about a Kohen who actually does a service, and he did not wash his hands and feet in the morning, as we'll see. That's the time you're supposed to wash it, first thing in the morning. Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim. He's Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Yerchatsu Mayim V'lo Yamusu. Wash your hands and you will not die. A. The Havoda Psula. And on top of that, the Avoda you do is Psula. By the way, the commentary said there's no Malkus here. There's no Malkus because it's an essay.
Yeah.
It's an essay. You can't
only
give,
for los essay.
So there's no Malkus, but you only die. That's all.
The
Avoda is Psula. Bain Kohen Gadol, regardless if it's a Kohen Gadol. Bain Kohen Hedget, or regular Kohen, because it says this is a rule for Aaron, for him, his children, and for all generations.
Yeah.
That means Kohen Gadol now. Now, there is an exception, we'll see later. A Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, we're going to know later, there's 5 different changes of clothing that go on Yom Kippur.
That's a lot.
You're really supposed to, after each change of clothing, wash his hands and feet. This is the one exception. If he washes hands and feet first thing in the morning, although he has to do 4 more, if he doesn't do it, he's not Chayv Misa for that. That's the one exception, because he already washed himself once in the morning. Even though he's supposed to wash 5 times, besides mikvah and all these other things, but if he doesn't wash, he should, but if he doesn't, it's not Chayv Misa.
Are you talking about Yom Kippur?
Yeah, Yom Kippur.
Just the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur.
But a regular, let's say Kohen Gadol on a regular Monday, didn't wash his hands and feet before he, let's say, bring
it
to Taurus or something,
that's it.
Then dies by the hands of God.
So what happened to washing feet? Puzzle. We wash our hands all the time, but we don't ever wash our feet.
We aren't Kohanim, are we?
No, but I mean,
we wash our hands for other reasons.
No, but when they go duchen and all this, they
all right,
wash
so that's what he
been
has.
There? Have you been at the basin?
They wash their feet.
We don't have a basin.
Sure they do. They put their feet up.
No, they don't.
Come on.
Okay. Anyway.
What happened to washing your feet?
Because it's going to be a hard thing to do in a shul.
You
really don't have to do any of this.
But
this isn't the same avoda. They're not doing avoda.
This isn't a bit of
this is not avoda in the Beis HaMikdash,
is it?
I know
at a high level.
Isn't it a reflection of that?
You reflect a little bit.
You reflect.
Yeah, also, when they gave the bracha, the Shekhinah went through their fingers. Not happening here, last time I checked.
It isn't?
No. So it's not real avoda. This is more symbolic. I mean, it is a blessing, but it's not avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so what's easy to do? We do. We wash our hands. But and if they wouldn't wash their hands, I don't think it would be. Can't say it's puzzle. There's no avoda to make it puzzle.
No, it wouldn't be puzzle.
If you're going to start washing feet, we don't have a basin in the shuls. We would have you'd have, what do you call it? It would be a turmoil.
But then aren't there situations?
It's no, it's not. It's not.
Oh, it's authorized?
Not. It's not avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. The law of washing by the kior is when you do service in the temple. We're not doing service in the temple.
So you
should wash your hands before.
But Mark would say in the Reform Shul, it is a temple.
But it's not. But you don't need more than that. And we're not equipped. You've got to start taking shoes off and your socks off and wash your hands. You know how long it would take? They wouldn't get back in time for the duchening. Remember,
it's not
logistically possible.
Is there a reason why we even wash the hands?
Hands are an easy thing to do. Anyway, well, it needs further discussion. But anyway, clearly this is only in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, now Rambam asks a question of Beis. How do you know that the avoda is possible? It only says he dies.
Yeah.
But how do you know the avoda is possible? So we're going to make a limud. Shenemar, it says, by this washing the hands, it says, Shenemar, chukas olam, it's an everlasting statute, lo ulazar, for him and his children. Now, ube big day kahuna, when it talks about wearing the Kohanic garb, hu omer also says, chukas olam, it also says it's a chukas olam. Now, ma mechusar begadim, what happens if a person doesn't have a full gamut of clothing? What do we already know?
Yes.
Mechal avod, the avod has been desecrated. As we already explained earlier in the halachas kli amigdash, so af mishalo rachas yod avaragla mechal avod, so the hekesh, where the gzeir shava of chuka, so what do we say? Same thing, the avod is possible.
Is that only bemazed now? We're not talking about
shtaga? I think the shogi should be possible. Hands on wash,
no,
hands
okay,
on
but
wash.
But not chayv misa.
That's a different story. We're talking about that avoda being puzzled. Okay. That avoda is for sure puzzled. You didn't wash
your
hands.
Even if it's by Bishkaga, not by Mazin.
Okay, Gimel. Now, and how often do you have to wash your hands and feet? Ain't a coin circle kaddish bain kol avoda. Coin does not have to wash between, before each and every avoda. Let's say he has six things to do this day. He doesn't have to wash six times. Ella, just like scope, pa machas, one time. Mekaddish worker once in the morning does it. Right? For Ovid, Vaholech, Koleyam Kola. He continues and works the entire day. Even into the night. But the next day, even if he doesn't go to sleep, he'll have to wash again the next day. But that once in the morning, early in the morning, and go all the way till he goes to sleep late at night. But there's a few conditions that the one washing helps.
If you go out of the mikdash.
Number one, Vahu, that has to be Shlo Yotzim. He did not leave the Beis Hamikdash. His entire body to leave the Azara. His whole body left the Azara out. Also, Velo Yishan, he can't sleep. Because that's Hesek Hadas. Velo Yatomayim, he shouldn't be, not go to the bathroom. Ooh. Any of those would now require a new washing of the hands.
Sleeping, Velo, how long is it for? Like a cat?
Whatever. Velo Yasiach Daito, he shouldn't get distracted.
Right.
Obviously, you're sleeping even for a couple minutes, you're distracted.
Okay,
it's no worse than distraction.
That's true.
Now, vim also echas marbas, and if any of those four things happened, your whole body went out of the Beis Hamikdash, you fell asleep, you urinated, or you just lost focus, you were distracted, tzarech lachzor l'kaddish, you have to wash your hands again. Now, what's going to happen if you don't? In three out of the four, it will be puzzle, except for the one who goes out of the mikdash. Because we're going to see later on, when he goes out of the mikdash, it's a suffering in the Gemara if he has to wash his hands again. So l'chachilu would tell him to wash, but if he didn't, b'diyeved, we wouldn't say that the avoda is fossil. That we'll see later on. But clearly, you have to rewash for all these. Now, Dalet, here's the case. Yotza min amigdash, what if he left the Beis Hamikdash, the Azara? V'chazer, and they went back. V'avad, and he served. V'lokis, and didn't rewash his hands. Now, here's critical. If he wasn't distracted, and he still said, I still have to serve. Now, that's the situation where Gemara wasn't sure what the halacha is if he has to rewash.
And Rambam's going to rule.
So therefore, since if he did it, he should have washed. But if he doesn't, avodasa kshera. The avoda is kosher, because this was a shayla and zvachim that was not decided. Rambam says, b'dievet, it's okay. Now, Rambam just turns corner here. And Zah Klau, having a general rule that was in the Beis Hamikdash, Ein Adam Nichnas Lazor Lavoda, a person does not enter into the Azara to do his Avoda. Afal pisha tor, even though he's tor, ad shehu tovel, until he goes into the mikveh. He's just bringing up a whole new halacha now.
Oh, yeah.
Besides washing your hands, where I'm just throwing in for good measure. If you're serving the Beis HaMikdash, even though you know you're not tameh, you go to the mikveh. That's it. Rashi and Tosa say that even for avodas lav dafka, etc., even if he doesn't do his service, but he's hanging around, he should go to the mikveh. But that, I don't know why the Rambam just kind of just throws that in. He's talking about washing hands and feet. Now he says he talks about going to the mikveh. But you don't go into the Azara. A Kohen does not, or anybody for that matter, would not go into the Azara unless you go to the mikveh, even if you're 100% Torah.
Yeah.
That could be maybe you didn't realize you became Tomei. That could be a very possible thing, you know. Maybe you weren't careful. You didn't think you were Tomei, but you know. But you have to go to the mikveh.
All Hasidim, you know.
Yeah, that's every day. Same thing. All right. Now, some do not say halacha he starts here, but rather another line and a half. Or not really doesn't make a difference. Now, what about v'chol ha-meisich es raglov? This is a euphemistic term. What about anybody who defecates? Not urinates. Defecates.
Number two.
Ta'un tefillah, you got to go to the mikveh. Okay. You got to go to the mikveh. Okay. Because now you don't, if you're already going to the mikveh, you would not have to wash your hands and feet because you got a little lot better than that.
Yeah, that's the one up.
But, mayim, again, anyone who does urinate, ton kiddush adayim v'raglayim, he has to wash his hands, he has to wash his feet. And the reason being, because when you go to urinate, there could be some of it spritzes back at you and it could fall on your feet. Oh, and then when you want to clean it off with your hands, et cetera, et cetera. So then you've got to, I don't know why he's got to say that, because he already said it before. If any of those four things happen,
yeah, you have to wash your hands and feet.
I'm not sure why the Rambam has to repeat that idea. But you have to. So some say that's the end of halacha dalet, we start hay. And others say we already started. Anyway, what if yatsa chutz l'chomas azara? What if he went outside of the walls of the azara? He went out of the Ezra Yisrael. Now, depending on what was going on in your mind. Remember, he said going out is a shaila, right? So he says like this. Kishachozer, I'm going to read the brackets. Again, yotza chutz l'chomas azara, im lishos bachutz yotza, if he went out there to stay for a while, kishachozer tonfim, when you go back, you definitely have to go to the mikveh. That's not a question. But what if im lachzer miyad yotza, what if he just went out and he's going to come back immediately, okay, then kishachozer, when he goes back, also ton kiddush yadayim v'raglayim bovad, he only needs to wash his hands and feet. Okay, so if he goes out and totally went out for a long time, he's got to go to the mikveh. It's like a brand new time going in. It was just a quickie. So then we go back to the other halacha. That when you go out, you got to wash your hands and feet. And if, and then remember, that's a shaila. But you'd be machmer to do it. What if he didn't go to the mikveh? And, or he didn't wash his hands for oven served? If he knows he did not distract himself, and he also, he didn't defecate, didn't urinate, then avodah kshera, avodah is kshera b'diavad after the fact, because he never really lost track, and it's just a shaila anyway that we're strict on. Now, hotzi yodov chutz l'chomas azara, what if you only stuck your hand out, but not your whole body? The halacha is, ein tzarach lachzor l'kodesh, you don't have to re-sanctify and wash your hands, because you only went out for a brief period of time. Now, what about, do you have to pour the water on your hands? What if you toivel your hands?
Where? It's coming down of a faucet.
Whatever. In a kli or whatever.
But you have to go to the kior.
So let's say he sticks his, the kior, we'll see in a minute. What if you put the, fill up the kior with a bucket, a kli sharis, let's say. So we'll see.
The kior is like a...
it's a laver.
A vessel.
It's a laver, and you open it up, spigots come out.
It's spigots at the bottom.
So it's not a vessel that holds water?
Yeah.
It holds water inside. It's enclosed.
It's like a huge urn that holds spigots at the bottom.
And spigots come out.
And that's where you wash your hands.
So you don't actually immerse your hands in
No, you can't get to the top.
It's just the water comes and pours on top of them.
It's like you went to an urn and right. you pour out the water.
So now,
you're not using a vessel.
So now,
you're not using
a cup. Let's just go further. Let's see what happens. Yud, Vav. What if Nitnu Yarov, what if his hands became tummy, just his hands, a rabbinic tumma? There's various rabbinic tummas that are on the hands, all right? And it only is metame your hands and not your body. So what do you do to get rid of the tumma? Matbilan. You would put them in a mikvah. Okay? You just stick your hands in a mikvah. That's it. Vehain taharas, and they're tar. Vehain tsarachlas, then you wouldn't have to put them in under the
tap.
The kior, because you have better than a kior. You got a mikvah. Right? Now, what if another type of rabbinic tumma? Nitma gufa bachila sachon tame. What if your body became tummy because he ate tummy foods? Oshtias mashkin, or you drank liquids that were tummy. Okay? And that's only a rabbinic tumma. Vitali went to the mikvah. Normally, you have to wait for sunset. But here, even though you don't need to wait for sunsets, because since there's only rabbinic tumas to begin with,
wash your hands.
So choser makadesh achar tefillah. You wash your hands again after the mikvah, because maybe you were mesiach das, and therefore you wash your hands. Shekol toivel, anyone who goes to the mikvah that needs normally to have sunset. Certainly, mikadesh yod v'ragov. You got to wash your hands and feet, and then you could serve.
Wow!
Because you know it could be enough time passes. You might have been mesiach das, so you should just make sure to cover and wash your hands. Vimlo kiddush. What if he did not wash his hands and he knows hoil v'lo hisiach daito? He didn't distract himself. Lo chilal. He has not desecrated the avoda that he had to do.
Are they doing their work? Are their feet getting all bloody?
Could be.
That's no problem with that.
That's okay. Okay, we're going to stop it over here.
Wow.
Well,
tomorrow, we've got to finish the parak.
They're working.
During the work.